Good afternoon. So this word just reminds me of Lent, what Lent's about. The fact that his disciples, it says in verse 60, after Jesus talked about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, the crowd had already gotten offended with him and were complaining about what he was saying. But this is now his disciples, not the 12, but the other ones, the disciples, but they were disciples who had been walking with him. And it says, and many therefore of his disciples, many, when they heard this, said, this is a difficult statement, who can listen to it? And then it just talks about Jesus when he heard they were grumbling. He says, does this cause you to stumble? And then he talks about some other things. And he says in verse 63, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some here who don't believe. And he goes on and talks about them and says that he knew from the beginning that even though they were disciples, there was a level of believing they weren't willing to go at, to walk in. He had said to them just a couple lines before that, he said, if this causes you to stumble, what's going to happen to you when you see me ascend into heaven? This life of believing is a life of childlike faith that's going to stretch you. Are you prepared to be stretched? Because if you want to experience it all, you're going to have to be willing to believe it all. I think that's a lot of what Lent's about, is stretching us and our capacity to believe it all so that we can experience it all because we long mourn for more. In verse 66, as a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were no longer walking with him anymore. They had been walking with him, but they weren't anymore, many of them. Jesus looks at his apostles and says, are you guys going to leave too? And Peter said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. What I wanted to share with you briefly here is that in terms of Lent, again, the word Lent means to lengthen. And that's what happens during Lent. It's about our spiritual life being lengthened. There being growth, sort of extravagant growth. We want to grow every day in our walk with the Lord, but Lent's kind of like the special time of setting aside where we're like going, Lord, you know, I'm going to even more be less distracted. So remember, Lent involves fasting and those kind of things, but it's not the fasting of, you know, introspective, self-rejection kind of nonsense. It's the bridal fast. It's the bride fasting saying, I want to experience more. I want to experience all there is. That's the holy mourning because you've experienced something and so you're just longing for more. Jesus said, it's the spirit who gives life and the flesh profits nothing. So one of the things about Lent is we're asking the Lord to show us areas where we're still walking after the flesh. Not because we're trying to get God to make us feel guilty. Guilt has got nothing to do with Lent. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But it's because, again, every time the Lord invites us to repent, he's inviting us to experience something more. He's inviting us to opportunity. Every time we're being convicted, he's actually offering us opportunity. That's his heart. Never to make us feel bad, but to offer us to experience more. And so Lent is about, if the flesh profits nothing, then I don't want to do anything that's referenced as walking after the flesh. I don't want to have a flesh attitude about anything because it doesn't bring any profit. You know, we use a lot of, we know there are certain things that you shouldn't do that seem like really big things, but again, we talk about the little foxes like being frustrated, being aggravated, being irritated, being impatient, being critical, gossiping, repeating things about others, all those kind of things that we do, that's flesh, and it profits nothing. It doesn't profit the people who are hearing anything, getting anxious, getting fearful, trying to control. That brings profit to nothing. It doesn't profit your soul because it's not any fun feeling like those things, and it doesn't profit anybody else. So the flesh profits nothing, and when I think about the disciples, the apostles, there were many of them there. The 12 were among them. But many walked away. They wouldn't go any further. They had walked with him. But they walked with him no more. And when he looked at the 12 and he said, are you going to leave? They said, "Where you have the words. The things that you say offers us opportunity to experience and participate in the life of God. Because that's what eternal life is. our participation in the life of God through Christ. So Lent is about, are we going to be one of the many who would only walk so far with Jesus? Or are we going to be sadly one of the few? I mean sadly because it's sad that there are few, of the few who are going to not stop going, but going to go all the way with him. And who realize that flesh profits nothing. Therefore, Lord, I want you to speak the words of eternal life that confront the flesh stuff in me so I have a chance of letting it go and going all the way. Continue to walk and go as far as I can go to where I will be able to believe in all the enchanting things that you do. That's Lent. Lent's deciding, I don't want to be one of the many. I want to be the one of the ones who goes as far as they can go in their walk with him. And to get there, to go as far as we want to go, we want him to deal with anything in us that's flesh, because it profits nothing. Okay? And so when I shared a word, I think it was Monday, about being God's poet, I was already thinking about doing that word at a Sunday, but I'm going to do it tonight, expanded version. When I think about Lent, I ask the Lord, what do you want me to ponder, concentrate on during Lent? And it was like that place where it says, and they looked into a mirror, and if you see who you are, and you walk away, and you delude yourself because you forget who you are. Isn't it interesting how our guilt consciousness and sin consciousness theology often will say, that's about looking and seeing how sinful you are, and coming away and forgetting how sinful you are so that you'll let that go and be a doer of the word. It's talking about who you are in Christ. Who are you in Christ? Who is the true you? If Christ is your life and he's the truth about you, because he's the truth about everything. It's what he said. He is the truth. When you see yourself, do you walk away and get deluded and forget who you really are in him? I want to go as far as I can go and be who he sees me as and what he says I am. And that's my Lenten thing this year. So we'll talk more about that tonight. But I don't want to be one of the many. And you know, and I'm 71 years old. I don't know what that means, really. I don't feel really any different. I never moved any very fast when I was 41 years old, but I don't move. I move even slower. I'm a fall risk. I realize that all the time. But in terms of the inside, I feel like I'm more alive than I was, because the outer man's being renewed day by day, even the outer man's decaying. But what time I do have left, I don't want to waste it. Lent's about putting away the wasting out of joy. Amen. 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 In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.